Hear thee, hear thee. It is time for me to advertise my Patreon, patreon.com/MatthewDonald. They can find bonus content for Paleobites, where we discuss pop culture featuring prehistoric animals rather than just prehistoric animals themselves. And this month, we're talking about Walking with Cavemen. Another one of those Walking With, but it's not really affiliated with the other Walking With, like Dinosaurs, Monsters, and Beasts, but it's its own little thing, and yeah, it's alright. Thank you for your support, and have a good day! Slapping my belly!
Roar! Growl! Snarl! Bellow!
Welcome to Paleobites, the podcast that, like the impact of a meteor, blows chunks. My name is Matthew Don. Each week, I am rotating series of guest co-hosts talk about and rate a chance to praise dark animal, be it dinosaur, mammal, arthropod, and so on. This week, I'm joined by someone who doesn't blow chunks, but blows other things. No, maybe? I don't know. You're a married man.
I mean, yeah.
You do you, I guess. I don't know.
Exactly. It's
or
been known
it's
to happen.
Blown chunks? That's Lawrence Mack. How are you?
Well, only when I'm too drunk on the weekends. No. And if I can find somebody who has a dog named Chunks.
Oh. Cool. Good to hear.
That how the joke's supposed to go.
But how have you been, man?
Good. Yeah. How about yourself?
I'm all right. I'm sitting on a chair that I've been convinced is haunted, as I told you recently. It's a long story, listeners, but yeah, I feel like eventually it's going to do like the Ghostbusters thing where it's like the hands are going to come out of the chair.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to
yeah,
drag me into that
you.
Refrigerator way over there.
Yep. and then Zool's going to come over and
yeah,
pull chunks.
I'm gonna get laid by Rick Moranis or so. Like what happened?
He's gonna blow chunks. Yeah.
He's still alive, so he's just retired. So
exactly. I mean, yeah. You bring him out of retirement for a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Where does the show go? Where do we go? You and I. You bring out the worst in me, but in the best way. I say.
Well, por que no los dos.
Of course. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Exactly.
It is. Why not both? Indeed. So I need to ask you a dinosaur related question. Though, because we didn't do it last time, because I forgot. I feel like I haven't done it in a while. It's just we get.
Oh yeah, it's been a while.
So yeah. So we're talking about Alaska cephalae here. If you could make another cephalae, which one would it be?
Another cephalae.
Cephalae means head, by the way. So. Now I know where you're going.
Is that going to be chunk of cephalae?
Okay,
head, and that's how you pull chunks.
Yeah, sure. Chunkocephalite, described by Lawrence Mack in 2024.
Exactly.
Differentiate
yeah.
from Pachycephalosaurus.
And I'm sure at some point Jack Horner's probably going to come out and say it's just another type of Pachycephalosaurus.
I think he loves Pachycephalosaurus. It's his favorite dinosaur. Which, to be fair, it's also your favorite dinosaur. So you can relate, right? So. But he loves it so much, he's
right.
Gobbling all the other ones up. He's just
exactly. He's just I'm letting the other species be their species.
Stegosaurus is next on the chopping list.
The chopper block. Off with its head.
Yep. Off with its domed head.
Chopper.
And then use this domed head to bowl and throw pin. What?
it'd be nice soup bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's, yeah.
Totally.
Sure.
You know, if poachers were, you know, a real thing, they'd definitely go back and decapitate all the cephalies.
Yeah. I mean, that'd be cool to have like that on your wall.
Right?
Like instead of a deer head, it's like a
Pachycephalosaurus
or a Triceratops head.
Yeah.
I want to have one of them where it's like a T-Rex head in my room and then they have like little cameras in its eyes that
Ooh.
Just so like it can follow you. And I won't tell anyone that, like, its head moves just a little bit.
Just ever
not so
slightly.
Obviously. It's just but its eyes are it's always looking at you.
Yeah, totally.
And then if it can sense if, like, it's someone is staring at it for long enough, and then it goes, rawr. It's like,
exactly, it roars, yeah.
No, just a little roar, like,
do the roar.
And it's like, ah! And I'm like, isn't it great? I know I have to put my T-Rex urinal that I want to have, where it's like, that's where I go too far. No pooping a lot in this, you just pee in it.
Yeah. My goodness.
Just so for all the ladies that definitely come to my apartment, they have to go to the other toilet, the Triceratops head or whatever that one.
Right. The Triceratops head.
You pee in the T-Rex, you poop in the Triceratops.
All right, does the lid lift up okay with the horns on there?
Well, the horns go back, you know, bond.
Okay.
So I mean,
wouldn't want to sit on the horns.
No. You got to think practically. So.
Exactly.
Speaking of practical, I guess, I think a dome head's kind of practical.
Sure.
Yeah, so we're talking about this one that I saw. I learned about this one. I'm like, well, damn, this is a Lawrence episode if there was one. Alaska Cephale.
Alaska. We're off to Alaska.
It means Alaska head, which makes sense. I've had some Alaska head. They give good head in Alaska. No.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Nothing else to do in the cold, dark winters.
I've gotten plenty in Canada, but, you know, never any in Alaska, but it's pretty good up there.
Okay.
It's cold, so the warmth is nice.
it's proud Alaskan tradition.
You
come in from the cold, you eat some moose stew or whatever.
Yep, like, exactly.
You get some head in Alaska.
Yeah, exactly. Some after dinner stew.
Of course. Oh god, the chunks.
Yeah.
Paraglyphus and Becky Silver Sword. A group of herbivorous dinosaurs with dumb heads and bad attitudes. Like some people we know, never heard that joke before. It's hilarious, huh?
Right.
It's like it's a dumb head and a bad attitude. Like my old, like my ex-wife. Am I right?
Exactly. She never gave any head.
No.
Yep, exactly. Bad attitude.
You know, there was a game, I think it was like one of the old Harvest Moon games, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Where, like, you know, in those games, like, you build a farm or whatever, but pre-Stardew Valley, you get married, and then there's one of them where if you get married, the game glitches out, and then you can't use it anymore. It's like, oh, just like real life, am I right?
Just like real life.
Am I right, boys?
Yep, exactly.
As a married man, like, yep. You
get married and kicks out all your toys.
Yep. Like,
it depends, because she has more toys than I do.
Oh, what kind of toys? Barbies, I'm assuming.
PlayStation.
Yeah, PlayStation. Yeah.
Barbies.
Yeah, Barbies, PlayStation, whatever. It's like, American Doll, some G.I. Joes.
You know? Exactly. They're all dinosaurs.
Yeah. Oh, you know.
Yeah, play out the old dinosaur figurines.
Those are some good toys.
Exactly. We have our little plastic Alaska Cephale, and
what do you do with it? Oh no. Okay. Anyway, moving on. Okay. So that's when I feel like, and I thought the T-Rex urinal was going too far with my dinosaur merchandise and like houseware and all that sort of stuff. And having like an Alaska Cephale or Pachycephalosaurus dildo, which is assuming where you were going with that, a dildo in the shape of a domed Pachycephalosaurus head.
Which I'd be almost surprised if that doesn't already exist in actual real life.
I have never been more tempted to Google anything in my life, but
I don't remember the name of the site, but I know that there is one that does like funky like dragon dildos and things, and they look. I don't know.
Okay, speaking of dragons, you know, Dracorex is size 8. Okay, Alaska Cephale, size 8 feet, less 2.5 meters long, 220 to 330 pounds, 100 to 150 kilograms, so about our size.
Exactly.
I'm 8 feet long, right?
A little big for a dildo, I guess.
Diet herbivore, time late Cretaceous, 71 to 69 million years ago.
Mostly a
nice.
Herbivore. Yeah, nice.
69 million years ago.
Yeah.
Location.
That's why it gives such good head.
Yeah, location. I don't know. I had never learned where.
Oh.
Nowhere I could find its location in any of my research. I wonder if I could possibly learn where the dinosaur Alaska Cephale was from.
I don't know. That'd be probably. That requires some extra research.
Probably the same place Argentinosaurus is from, or Utah Raptor.
Edmontosaurus. Montosaurus.
Yeah, Montosaurus. There is an Antarctosaurus that is from Argentina. That one's just straight up. Lying on purpose. That's doing it on purpose.
Right? Exactly.
What's the word?
Misnomer?
Misnomer, yes.
Yeah, there we go.
Wow, that's just, yeah. misleading people. Yeah, I was like,
well. Exactly. That's rude.
Described 2006. I'm sorry. Described 2006. Pop culture appearances, none. Although I imagine this thing showing up for, I can imagine this thing showing up for bonus points. One of those big game hunter arcade games where you fight and kill deer.
Yeah.
I always hated that game. The meat. I mean, I don't like game meat.
Yeah.
Also, I don't like the arcade game. It's not very good either.
Exactly. It just takes tastes too pixelated for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, it's just like, no, I don't. It's like, you want to go hunting? It's like, I'm game. It's like, okay.
That's a good one. Well, I guess we're finished with the hunt already. That was quick. That's all it takes. Just... I'm game.
Oh, man.
Nice.
So, Alaska Cephalite. This is, as the name shows, it is a pachycephalosaurid that is from Alaska that has somehow escaped the clutches, the evil clutches of Jack Horner.
And really?
It's still Alaska Cephalite. It's got its own genus, unlike little Dracorax and Stegomalax. And you want to know why this is its own genus? It's distinguished from other genera by the two rows of nodules found along the squamosal. Now, nodules, if you know what they are, they're like the squamosal. I'm assuming it's like the little things around its head. You know what also had little things around its head? Stegomalax and Dracorax that were far bigger and spikier.
Right, theirs could be biggie and spiky, but
since these have little nodules, imagine like little bolts inside like a like the chair there, you know, see that the little bolts there,
yeah,
just like lumps. Little bitty little bumps, yeah, just like
what
but that's enough. That's enough for you, Horner.
Damn
for Alaska Cephalite to make contact, but not Dracorax. Stegomalax, I will avenge them.
Yeah, what's extra great about this is because I feel like if he's thinking about it logically, not that Jack Horner would do such a thing.
No, no.
Going for you can see things. Dracorax and Stegomalax are like juveniles, right? Where they had the big ones. They just you know what does he think happened to him? Is he think it fell off like deer antlers?
They think it's what's called it's called anamorphic, where it's like the bone material from the spikes gets transferred into the dome. And I'm like, cool. Name so, one other animal that does that,
right? Like, and then so wouldn't technically, if you think about it logically, this species or this developmental stage
this
where
would be
Alaska
more likely
cephalite,
to be in another.
Wouldn't that be like when it's almost fully formed into a pachycephalosaurus?
Right.
Like okay, it, so it fits. It even fits in his.
This apparently these nodes have polygonal bases, unlike the rounded nodules of pachycephalosaurus, with distinct groups surrounding. So the fact that they're slightly octangular rather than big and spiky, same species, slightly different shape, different species.
Exactly. Right. That different shape doesn't. Yeah, if you ever see deer with different shaped antlers, you know that they do different things.
Okay, so, and it says life restoration of this close relative pachycephalosaurus. They're rubbing it in!
It's close relative. They're only cousins.
Yep,
not...
Within Pachycephalosauridae, Alaska Cephalite belongs to the tripachycephalosauridae, which contains Alaska Cephalite, Pachycephalosaurus, and according to some phylogenetic analyses, Stegomalax, Dracorax and Spherophilus. Wait, what's Spherophilus? Did Jack Horner claim another one?
Oh, no, he took another one?
Spherophilus. Okay, so, it might possibly... Oh, let's see, hold on. It's one's considered a species of Stegosaurus. Oh, so this one's safe from Pachycephalosaurus. It's Stegosaurus that might be. Yeah.
Wait, so Horner's trying to do it with a different species, too?
He's just like, oh, and then once Stegosaurus has gotten all the different other ones, then Pachycephalosaurus is going to get Stegosaurus. Look at this. Pachycephalosaurus, it's got three species here. Pachycephalosaurus, and then in quotation marks, Stegomalax,
oh.
And then Alaska Cephalite.
What?
So it's close enough, but it's different.
Is it too close or is it too different? What is it?
Apparently, it's too different. Even
deliver
though,
us the truth.
It looks exactly the same, and yet this one is fine. But Dracorax and Stegomalax, no! They're different.
You know what it is? Maybe he knows they had different color patterns. patterns.
Yeah, he knows something we don't.
Exactly.
Or big dinosaurs funding him.
Big dinosaurs.
Some stuff. It's like,
him.
We gotta keep Pachycephalosaurus as the big one. Like, I have all my stock listed in Pachycephalosaurus. We gotta decrease the stock value of Stinky Moloch and Dracorax. So have them be absorbed by Pachycephalosaurus. And Jack Horn is like, yep.
Well, that makes sense, because then by the time Alaska Cephalae came out, they were smart enough to know to buy a stock in it. So they have stock in it.
So Alaska Cephalae has kept its value.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
But meanwhile, Horner, like the rat he is like just accepting checks from big dinosaurs. Like, I don't care how many zeros.
We don't pay the paleontologists, so we got plenty of money to give you.
Yeah, it's like Galactic Emperor. It's the President of Earth. I request your sentence. Yes, it's about money.
It's always about money.
Have you ever seen New Girl?
I have seen New Girl,
Remember that episode where, that's what I was quoting there, the episode where they first go to that fancy man's, the Bill Rich guy, Nick Miller, falls in love with the desk.
Uh-huh.
One of the things, like, he says, like, "It's the President of Earth, I'm here to speak to the Galactic Emperor." Yes, it's about money.
That's right. Good old Nick.
Nick Miller.
Nick Miller, that's what it was.
The guy was also
Nick
in Jurassic
Miller.
World. The actor.
Yes, he was. Yeah.
Well, even though, ironically, in New Girl, he says at one point he doesn't believe in dinosaurs. He says, "I know the evidence is there, I just don't believe it."
I remember that. Oh my goodness.
He's the character I relate to the most. His sense of laziness. Yeah. His his depressed, his low self esteem.
Yep, exactly. I relate to his cleanliness.
Lack thereof.
Exactly.
So
I'm sure I have a box of all my bills somewhere that I've ignored for decades.
Yeah, it's just like, you're so much in debt, but if you put it all in the box, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't. It's in the box. It's in the box. It's gone.
I'm going to put Jack Horner in a box. Lock him.
That's a good idea.
Never let. Throw away the key.
Yep. Get Nick Miller's dad, sick him on him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. Nick Miller's dad, the one who bet on all the horses.
All the horses,
so, yeah. So therefore,
he's got to have some connections.
It was him. He was the Peace Big Dinosaur.
Peace Big Dinosaur. See, he was trying to get his Stinky Moloch in the race, but they only accepted Pachycephalosaurus.
So he's like, "I'm going to transfer all the stuff."
Exactly.
And like, then Jack Horner was there. It's like, "I'll write a paper on this. Just give me the money." It's like, "Yep, here you go."
Yep.
Zero, 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 zero. How many more zeros do you want, Mr. Horner?
Four or five.
Yeah, okay. There you go. One quintillion bucks.
Just so we can bet on this Stinky Moloch in the races.
Yeah. Keep Stinky Moloch and Dracorax away from the picture. Do everything you can. If you don't do it, I'll send my goons after you. And you'll be unpersoned.
You are now answerable to the Dino Father.
Yeah. On the day of his daughter's wedding.
Yeah. She was getting married to an Alaska Cephalae.
Yeah. Yep. Alaska Cephalae, though, it was found in the Prince Creek Formation, which a lot of animals that we know were found there. Edmontosaurus was found there, as well as in other places. And it was like Troodons, except it's not Troodon anymore, Nanuksaurus, Pachyrhinosaurus, a lot of ones we've talked about before. Yeah, Alaska, you know, where it gets all cold. And so were they endothermic? Did they have feathers or fur? Well, not fur, but it would be feathers that would look like fur.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool to see, like, a furry Pachycephalosaurus.
Maybe we've never actually found a young Pachycephalosaurus, a young Stinky
Moloch. Well, apparently we have. It's called Dracorax.
But we know that they're not young because they're already balding.
That's true! This is all part of a big conspiracy.
Which is how I know I'm not young, because I'm already balding.
Have we seen this here? It's not good. It's just thinning up here.
I got mine in the front coming in. It's thinning out here. Yeah.
This has been like this since I was 25, though.
Really? Maybe it's just going to stay like this.
Maybe it is, but I remember my barber was like, "How old are you?" I'm like, "I'm 25. She's like, "Oh, God." Great thing to hear, your barber.
Exactly. Never want to hear
it's like
that,
hearing your surgeon say that.
Right.
There are two things you don't want to hear your barber or your surgeon say: "Oh God," or "Oops."
Exactly. But you could hear mommy say that. That was last episode.
That was last episode. Yeah. The Alaska Cephalae is daddy, though.
Yeah.
So Oh, God, I'm just so mad.
I know.
Like, why is this one safe? I don't mean to transfer all my anger onto it. It's not Alaska Cephalus.
It's not its fault.
I want it to be its own species.
Exactly.
But, like, it's just the hypocrisy of this has slightly more polygonal knobs on its head. Oh, it's its own species. But Dracorax has these giant spikes. Same species.
Same species, one without spikes.
Yeah.
It makes perfect sense. 100%. Unbelievable.
It's rated 1 out of 65 million. We're rated like, you know, it's pretty good. I wanted 50 million. 51 million. I mean, it's not Alaska Cephalus's fault. It's just...
Right. It's not Alaska Cephalus's fault. It's pretty dope. I mean, it's learning its geometry.
Yeah, it's true.
So, yeah, maybe 55 million.
Right.
You know, it's balding, but it's got a big head, lots of brains. It understands geometry.
Yeah. Smart dinosaur with glasses.
Exactly, yeah.
Feathery coat.
Lives in the cold.
Yeah. Which, as like you like to do.
Exactly. That's my place. That's my temperature.
This is cold.
Exactly. You know, anything above 60 is too hot.
Maybe
65.
Oh, okay. I mean, it's nice and cool here in my mother's basement here, so that we're
right,
currently...
Right, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. So it's nice.
I still had to wear shorts there.
That's true. Thank you. I mean, look, if you wanna undress, whatever...
Right,
just get yourself a little bit more comfortable. You know?
Exactly. It's getting pretty warm down here since Mommy showed up. Or Alaska Cephalus showed up.
Of course, yes. Oh, God. That's it for this week. For making the whole show, you can contact me at PaleoBytesPodcast@gmail.com, PaleoBytesPod on Twitter, and PaleoBytesPodcast on Instagram. You can follow me on social media. And Matthew Don, creator on Facebook, and Matthew Don64 everywhere else, like Twitter, Instagram, TikTok.
You are more than welcome to message about your hate of Jack Warner. If you do want to message in everything he stands for. If you want to message in and argue that Alaska Cephalus should be just another young version of Pachycephalosaurus.
If that happens, I will blow a fuse like no fuse has been blown before. The blown chunks will be in my brain.
Now I'm just almost tempted to just create a fake account
and just
write something in.
Just watch
the horizon for when you read it and I'll see the mushroom cloud go up.
It's like if you're gonna kill yourself, why are you using a nuke? Just use a pistol. Don't make everyone else's problem.
All the collateral damage.
It's like, but no. When I went to Alaska Cephalus on Wikipedia, the link automatically transferred to Pachycephalosaurus, and I decided that was it.
Just start typing in Google Alaska Cephalus, and by the time you get into the last couple words, it's like, do you mean pack yourself.
And I'm like, no, I don't. Anyways, alright, well,
spam is made of Alaska Cephalus meat.
Wow, no wonder it's so expensive.
They have to
clone it from...
Exactly. Either that or they got to travel back in time.
Yeah, all right. Well, that's it for this week's the end of episode of Paleo Bites. Alaska Cephalus.
Yeah. That was supposed to be like a, you know, like a, you know, they hit their heads together.
I thought it was my brain exploding.
It's just melting. I can see it's dripping out of your ears.
The faces of Indiana Jones, you know, just.
Yeah, it's all just.
Pachycephalosaurus can't keep getting away with this, Jack Horner.
He'll get away with it until we one day defeat Big Dinosaur.
All right, well, bye.
Oh, bye.